Okay, so let's get the okay, so right. The only thing we can't do is hang on a minute. Only thing we can't do is approve the minutes from the last meeting. So we'll have to put that on hold because we haven't got enough of us. So we might get some more PO, Patrick or somebody might turn up, or Shamsuddin. Anyway, so I'll do my report, prepare the crowdfunding effort, and now that it's passed, I can launch it. I have to do that later on today. I've invited all the supporting members to the GA, and here's where it gets not good for me. Been diagnosed with a serious but not life-threatening condition called Graves' disease. That's pretty sure that's what it is, and that means I'm going to have to get my thyroid either operated on or sort of injected with all sorts of radioactive iodine and stuff. It's also, but it solves a problem as to why I've been quite weird in the last sort of 6 months. Because it sort of affects your personality and that sort of thing. So I'm going to have to probably not stand for a active board member, but I can still probably be on the board as a sort of advisory capacity or something like that. I don't know. So Richard, you've got much the same sort of bad news for a better reason, though.
Yeah, no, it's just that I'm doing too many things, so because I'm supposed to be retired, so my wife is complaining. So I have to cut down something and
Okay, well, thanks for your service anyway. It's a great job. I hope we can find someone to replace you.
no problems. And of course, you can always give me a shout. You have my email.
Yeah, well, I'm sure someone will need help. Thomas has entered the channel. Would I speak?
Yeah, well, to be very honest, I'm sad to hear the news. The one with you, the rest with Richard. I believe both of you being not able to go for board again, it will be a great loss for PPI, and I hope you stay on board, hopefully as advisory member of the board or such thing, as Germany just brought in the proposal to appoint advisory members to the board.
Oh, that's a good
I
idea.
think.
Thanks. Sorry, Richard, I talked over you.
No, I was saying the same thing. Oh, and by the way, condolences on.
Oh yeah, it's not going to kill me, but it's going to take about a year
Always
to
annoying.
get done. It's sort of so it's serious. It's like being on speed, sort of 24 hours a day. So anyway, but let's get this over with, I think. Right, so we've got proposal number one that we elect treasurer. Basically, that's Anders, who's the only one who's willing to do it. That's been passed on postal votes from myself, Patrick, Richard, with Nikolai and Kuhn also adding their plus votes. So I'll just add motion passed. Thank you, Thomas. Proposal number two, that the GA form a committee. Basically, that's myself, sorry, a committee, and we grant it powers to make decisions on behalf of the board for the GA. At the moment, that's Patrick, Yelena, myself, and Jez. Anybody else wants to join in, please do. That's also passed with yeses in Lumio from myself, Patrick, Richard. And then proposal number, the motion is passed. Proposal number three, we start a fundraising campaign to try and cover some costs like travel for guests and essential staff. Lumio votes and myself, Patrick, Richard, and Nikolai added his yes as well. So that motion is passed. So is there any other business?
Sorry, just for information, there is a letter to the Board of Berlin to see fit that maybe the change might go on, whatever it is, from Neues Deutschland in Berlin to Rathaus Mitte. That will be decided upon on Saturday in a board meeting in Berlin. I'll see fit what the outcome might be. I believe both will have... even if it will be Rathaus Mitte, it won't be that much a problem as far as I've learned. They've got more than 80 seats, parliamentary plus, etc. I believe even that would work out. Has no political background, as it belongs to Berlin itself. Is so kind of neutral. I will see what happens there. Another thing, I just brought in a motion for the German board by meaning yesterday to put an extra item on their entry, whatever, membership, calling for membership, I'm missing the name right now, applying for membership, that they will might add the membership for supporting members for PPI in the future. They will decide on it on the 14th of July.
The thing is, actually, just speaking of that, I've heard from Pirate Party of the United States that although they're not allowed to join or send money to overseas political organizations, they would like to join. I've advised them to join as a supporting member. See what happens there.
Though we are not political, PPI is in fact still NGO, non-governmental organization.
That's right, but it depends on how the American law interprets it. So if they start off as a supporting member, then they can move to a full member. At the moment, it doesn't make that much difference.
They're very true, though membership fees are where you know. And even if they have candidates for the board, well, who cares? And they can be elected as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'd really like some board members from the US or Canada for that matter. And I'm going to write, we might have to extend the deadline on those candidatures as well, especially as the current board looks like at least two of us are not going to, well, I'm not sure about myself. I might be able to stand for the board, but it would be as a... I lost my track there. As some sort of advisory or even just as a board member, just sort of to keep, you know, fill out the numbers.
I will be happy. Just Bastian added a question. Well, I've had membership fees. Why is there no reply, no nothing? I believe we've missed the opportunity as PPI to send out a thank you letter to those already paid some kind of money.
Yeah, I have. I have written to people. I haven't bothered to with people like yourself, Bastian Gregory, because I've actually sort of talked to them either here. One thing, but I've written to each and every member who's not known to me personally, or two is not on the will be at the GA if in any case as a representative. People like Patrick, who is a member, and you guys, I haven't bothered actually writing.
Yeah, well, actually, question, Andrew, are in any way capable to join the AGA live in person this time?
How do you mean? They've got the, well, they can be at Berlin. That's their right as such, and that's been pointed out. They can also join, I suppose, watch on online if they want to, but that, so can anybody. I don't see any difference there.
Yeah, true. But for those being present, if you've got the ability and the rest for it, I believe it'd be nice to have some farewell greetings from Andrew Reitema, being chairman, to the passing board and to the current members attending. You've got the chance to.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. I've got to do a report anyway, and I'd like to do a video. But that's, I've also got other things, like I'd like to put in some suggestions for statutes and things. But there's time for that anyway. But
don't forget deadline 24th.
That's right. Yeah, that's going to be a bit tricky. But for things like candidates and that sort of thing, we're going to have to make sure that maybe be extended for a week or so.
And there, to be honest, there is no real limit in the statutes for that. They might extend at last second.
And as we said in the thing, when we made that thing about the thing, the GA can accept any proposal, candidate, whatever it wants, whenever it wants, right up to the voting point. So, but that's the GA's privilege. Right. Anybody else got anything they need to say?
Well, just a repetition in a way. I brought in several, on behalf of Party of Germany, several amendments for the statutes. For example, introducing a seat, this time Geneva, Switzerland. I'm trying to, we've made a great effort to delete all references to court of arbitration, the court of arbitration itself, out of statutes, and changing some other stuff accordingly. Some minor things are being brought forward, there has been the wording in it, co-chairman, such simple things. And I believe some other maybe relevant parts, but that can be read on the wiki, and it's so. And I already strapped the message to the world. And the Party of Russia, so far I've learned, has tried to bring in an amendment to delete the paragraph about the nationalities for board members.
Right. I'll transfer those also to the Lumio, so I can discuss there. Not that there are that many people in there. I'm just sort of saying, yes, I agree with the Court of Arbitration. There's one thing that I noticed just looking through them. There's in the board, in some paragraph somewhere, elects the chairman and the vice chairman. But at the last GA, that was done by the GA. So there must be some sort of doubling up there somehow.
Doubling up out.
Sort of either the board elects the president and the vice president or chairman or whatever, or it's the GA. And it seems to me that there's some sort of doubling up. So that needs sorting out as such. But I'll get back to that later.
Give me a shout for it, because I don't know about the career paragraph that might happen.
Yeah. Okay. Sailor Wolf, you want to say something?
No, just hello and wishing you a nice evening, and I'm here to see what's going on with you guys.
Okay, you're probably a bit late, but then if you could just move to the listeners' room. Okay, great, thanks. We're actually just winding up. I've got to, I've got to go anyway. I've got a doctor's appointment which I'm going to be a bit rushed for, so I'd like at this point to declare the meeting closed, but you guys can remain and discuss as you will. So I did then have to just say that the next meeting is going to be on the 6th of July.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, Richard. See you then.
Well, bye-bye.
Okay, Thomas, thanks. I can see you doing that. Okay, I'll stop recording.